Mr. Kiyosaki said, "Rich Dad often cautioned me about good debt and bad debt. He would often say, 'Every time you owe someone money, you become an employee of their money. If you take out a 30-year loan, you've become a 30-year employee, and they don't give you a gold watch when the debt's retired.' Rich Dad did borrow money, but he did his best not to become the person who paid for his loans. He would explain that good debt was debt that someone else paid for you, and bad debt was debt that you paid for with your own sweat and blood. That is why he loved rental properties. He would encourage me to buy rental property because, quote, 'the bank gives you the loan, but your tenant pays for it,' close quote." Not only do the two sets of books apply to assets and liabilities, they also apply to income and expenses. The more complete verbal lesson from my rich dad was this, quote, "For most every asset, there must be a liability, but they don't appear on the same set of financial statements. For every expense, there must also be income. And again, they don't appear on the same set of financial statements," close quote. Most people can't get ahead financially because every month they have bills to pay. They have phone bills, tax bills, electric bills, gas bills, credit card bills, food bills, so forth. Every month, most people pay everyone else first and pay themselves last if they have anything left over. Hence, most people violate the golden rule of personal finance, which is pay yourself first. This is why Rich Dad stressed the importance of cash flow management and basic financial literacy. Rich Dad would often say, quote, "People who cannot control their cash flow work for those who can," close quote. That's why step number two to finding your own financial fast track is take control of your cash flow. You need to sit down, map out a plan to get control of your spending habits, minimize your debt and your liabilities, live within your means before you try to increase your means. If you need assistance, seek the help of a qualified financial planner. He or she can help you lay out a plan where you can improve your cash flow and start to pay yourself first. Take action, though. First, review your financial statements. Second, determine which quadrant of the cash flow quadrant, that's the, remember, employee, self-employed, business owner, or investor, which quadrant do you receive income from today? Three, determine which quadrant you want to receive the bulk of your income from in 5 years. Four, begin your cash flow management plan. A, pay yourself first. Set aside a percentage from every paycheck or each payment you receive from other sources. Deposit that money into an investment savings account. Once your money goes into the account, never take it out unless you're ready to invest it. B, focus on reducing your personal debt. And we show you exactly how to do this with our Million Dollar Woman Debt Elimination Program. And this is outlined very specifically, exactly how to do it, what steps to take. And again, you can do this simply and easily. It does take self-discipline. You create the plan and then you stick to your plan. But we detailed it in the CD called The 10 Mistakes, Financial Mistakes That Most Women Make and How to Avoid Them. So review that if you will, because it teaches you exactly how to reduce your personal debt, absolutely eliminate your personal debt. Step number three, know the difference between risk and risky. Proper cash flow management begins with knowing the difference between an asset and a liability. And that's not the definition that most of our bankers give us. Financial literacy is simply looking at the numbers with your eyes, but it also, you've trained your mind and it tells you which way the cash is flowing. Kiyosaki's rich dad often said, "The direction of cash flow is everything." So a house could be an asset or a liability depending on the direction of the cash flow. If the cash flows into your pocket, it's an asset. If the cash flows out of your pocket, it's a liability. Rich Dad had many definitions for financial intelligence, such as the ability to convert cash or labor into assets that provide cash flow. But one of his favorite definitions was, who's smarter, you or your money? Kiyosaki says, to my rich dad, to spend your life working hard for money only to have it go out as fast as it comes in is not a sign of high intelligence. Due to the lack of financial intelligence, many educated people will put themselves into positions of high financial risk. His rich dad called it financial red line, meaning income and expenses are nearly the same every month. These are the people who cling desperately to job security, are unable to change when the economy changes, and often destroy their health with stress and worry. And these are often the same people who say, business and investing is very risky. Kiyosaki says, in my opinion, business and investing is not risky. Being undereducated is. Similarly, being misinformed is risky, and relying on a safe, secure job is the highest risk anyone can take. Buying an asset is not risky. Buying liabilities you've been told are assets is risky. Minding your own business is not risky. Minding someone else's business and paying them first is risky. So let's talk about taking action. Define risk in your own words. Is relying on a paycheck risky to you? Is having debt to pay each month risky to you? Is owning an asset that generates cash flow into your pocket each month risky? Is spending time to learn about financial education risky? Is spending time learning about different types of investments risky? Commit 5 hours of your time each week to do one or more of these things. Read the business page of your newspaper and the Wall Street Journal. Listen to the financial news on television or radio. Listen to educational CDs on investing and financial education. Read financial magazines and newsletters. This way, you'll get smart and you'll lessen the risk. You'll know the difference between risk and risky, and you'll take the wise road.